If you would, open your missal. So a lot of information in the missal today. If you look at line 3 of the title, it says Sunday after Dormition. That's pretty self-explanatory. Dormition was yesterday. The Sunday after Dormition, we do a lot of repeating of what was done at the feast. That's not what I'm going to talk about today. There's a next one called Holy Napkin. Always on August 16th, there's a commemoration of some people came to Jesus. Maybe it was those the Greeks that came to Jesus, and so they came to his apostles, said, "We want to speak to Jesus." Maybe it was them. They wanted a picture. They wanted to draw a picture of Jesus to take back to their king in Edessa, and instead he put a napkin on his face, he gave it to them, and it had his image imprinted on it. Whole other story. You can read about it yourselves, but that's always on August 16th, but that's not what I want to talk about today. So I want to move down to the first hymn where it says, "In giving birth, you retained your virginity." Okay, that is the so-called apolitikion, the dismissal hymn or the main hymn for the Feast of Dormition. Now, people have told me, you know, that they like to hear hymns in Greek because, you know, it's just so beautiful, and no one would say otherwise than poetry in its original language is obviously the most beautiful. You know, if you wanted to enjoy the sonnets, you know, of Shakespeare, you would read them, you know, in his original language. But in Greece, if they're studying them, they're probably going to read them in some translation. It'll be close. You know, if you read Dostoevsky, you're probably reading it in English, but it's probably coolest in the original Russian. But what are you going to do? Okay, so yes, you lose something in translation. That having been said, you know, if we said it only in Greek or in Russian or whatever, we would get zero out of it. And if we say it in a translation, you know, even if you lose 40, no, you don't lose 40%, but even if you did, you know, 50, 60% is better than zero. In any case, let's look at this hymn. And here's one of the beauties in the Greek. It says, "En ti genisi tin parthenian ephilaxas, en ti chimisi ton kosmon uk." Okay, so genisi rhymes with chimisi. We have poetry, right? So, "En ti genisi tin parthenian ephilaxas, en ti chimisi ton kosmon uk atelipas." Okay, nice. That's a nice device, a poetic device. All right, I would be willing to sacrifice it in return for comprehension, but anyway, we could do something. For example, so this says, okay, I did this translation, okay? And it says, "In giving birth, you retained your virginity, and in Dormition, you did not forsake the world." In an original version, older version, I used another word for giving birth, and yes, I was criticized for it, but it rhymed. So I said, "In parturition, you retained your virginity, and in Dormition, you did not abandon the world." So I was keeping the poetry. I thought that was cool. But my critics, you know, told me too clinical or, you know, whatever. Yes, I tried using the word uterus, you know, in a translation instead of womb because, you know, my sister told me too clinical. So anyway, we had to give up that little nice rhyme of parturition and Dormition for the sake of palatability, okay? All right, you make a trade. People will not laugh now, you know, when they read this. "In giving birth, you retain." But you should know that in the original, there was a little rhyme there. Cute, nice, okay? Now notice that the second sentence says, "You were translated unto life." Now we're not talking about translation from one language to another. You kind of have to be, you know, a little educated, maybe college educated, to know that translation always also has another meaning. It means moving from one place or one state of being to another, specifically from your body being here to your body being in heaven. Okay? And that's exactly what the Greek says, metestis, metastasis. As a matter of fact, basically assumption. When we say the Dormition of the Theotokos, the feast, actually, when you heard all of us who were here at Orthros yesterday and heard the Synaxarion, it says, "On August 15th, we celebrate the," and it doesn't say Dormition. It doesn't say falling asleep. It says metastasis, which means translation or, in common lingo, the assumption. So no confusion here. The church does not teach ambiguities and untruths or whatever. The liturgical books are considered an original source, okay, and they reflect the theology and the mind of the church. So when you hear assumption, that's what it means. It means the Virgin Mary's body did go from her tomb. The Lord took it to heaven. So she's united with her body like everyone will be at the end. So that's in the hymn. Since it's in the hymn, we kind of have to accept it as being what the church teaches about that. Just like the church teaches about the Lord's resurrection, and we don't say we don't know that, we say we know it. It's the church is teaching us that, okay? All right, now let's move on to the so-called Kondakion, which is at the bottom of column 2. It says the Theotokos, unsleeping in intercession and the immovable hope of protection. Now in the Greek it says tin en presbyes akimiton Theotokon. Here's another little poetic opportunity. In Greek, dormition is kimisis, the falling asleep. Kimamen, I sleep, right? The kimisis, the falling asleep, or the dormition of the Theotokos. And it says akimitos, okay? So the poet was borrowing from the, you know, one of the names of the feast, and he put it in as a, you know, you were the unsleeping, you know, you never sleep in your intercession. Kind of a pun on the sleeping of falling asleep, you know. Now, how would we really can't reproduce that in English in a kind of a normal way? Because if we're calling it, if we call it the dormition, we'd have to say something like never dormant in your intercessions or something. I mean, you could do it, but again, maybe not so palatable. So here we've traded poetry for comprehensibility. I think it's worth it. But anyway, I could be wrong. So it says she's unsleeping in intercession, protection, etc. And it says she, the Theotokos, could not be retained by any tomb or death. Another reference to the fact that she couldn't be, she was not held very long in the tomb that she was buried in, but the Lord took her body and united it with her soul and took her to heaven. So again, in the second most important hymn of the feast, this same idea of the translation, the transfer, the assumption of her body, it's a teaching of the church.